Every big brother protects his sisters from harmful influences. My brother, Brogid, not only protects me with his muscles, but with wisdom for living. Let's join him as he shares wisdom for sisters.
Again, an average sister asks a question that she's close to a guy and the guy didn't propose directly for relationship. But asks us, let's just go that if God decides that we're going to be husband and wife, we'll now become husband and wife. What should she do? What I want to do in this episode of Brogid Sister Podcast is to answer her question. Now, this is how relationship starts. Relationship starts this way most of the time, of course, not all the time. It starts with, I get to know you, you get to know me, and then we get closer, make a commitment, and then we start rolling. Sometimes it doesn't work all the way like this. Sometimes some of the stages are crossed. You understand what I'm saying? Why I'm explaining this point is to help you understand that there is a progression in a relationship. Alright, once somebody gets to know you, we get to know each other, and if you make a commitment or tells you, let's just be going, and then if it's God's will, we'll get married. If it's not God's will, then we'll go our separate ways. Now, you're not asking me, what do you do in such situation? I want to give you an answer to the question. Of course, it's not likely to come out direct until towards the end of this podcast. This is what you can do. Please understand that there's something called relationship and wasting time. They are not the same thing. There are guys that come around you or get into your life. They are not serious minded. They are not interested in serious relationship, but they just want to waste your time. Sometimes they don't come with direct intent, okay, I want to waste your time. But the way their mindset is about relationship and what they're actually proposing means that they came to waste your time and not really to start a relationship that will lead into marriage with you. Just by the way, you can believe anything you want to believe, but I want to tell you what I believe. I don't believe you should get into a relationship with someone that is not heading towards marriage. Somebody said that must every relationship lead into marriage? I say yes. But must every friendship lead into marriage? I say no. I have friends who we are not married to. I mean, there are many girls that came for my wedding who I don't have any business with as far as getting married. I mean, that was my wedding for God's sake. So I knew from day one that I'm going to have a lot of friends who are ladies. But we're not in a relationship at least. So what I'm saying is, I'm not saying every friendship must end in a relationship, but once you start a relationship, you should have a purpose. I don't believe in, okay, let's just be rolling, then we'll decide where we're going to. So there are guys who come to waste your time because they just want to get to hang around, they get to talk with. I don't know whether it's correct or not, but most guys actually just enjoy it when they're talking with a girl. I remember when I was a copper, there's one lady I used to gist with, I used to chat with. I enjoyed gisting and chatting with her. I was not engaged though, but I just like to sit down, gist with her, chat, play. If I one day she called me to ask me, just if I want to ask you, are you interested in me or do you have feelings for me? She asked me the question because she saw the way we were going and found out that, let's be clear where we are standing. I salute her courage to ask the question, but of course that saved her from the assumption that I'm into her when we are just playing. Don't get it twisted. Do I like her? Yes. If we had continued playing, would it have led me to propose to her? Most certainly. Of course, I like the girl. Yes, I like her. I don't want to lie. Now, but then the other thing about it is that the way we are going, there's no commitment. She can't say that I engaged her. She can't say we're in a relationship. She can't even hold on to anything and say that this is what this guy has said to me and this is what he's going to do. There are people that behave like that. So they get a new environment. They just see a girl that they can relate to it. They start rolling. When you see a guy like that, just understand he may not be interested in the relationship, and considering your closeness, your friendship as relationship is disaster for you. You know why I say it's a disaster? Because you actually look at him and think you will have something when in reality you have nothing. You close your eyes on other guys who may be interested in you, and then at the end of the day you find out that you have been on your own all by yourself. Do you understand what I'm saying? So beware of relationship time wasters who parade around you as relationship or people who are interested in relationship that will lead to marriage. Now, why I'm saying is that it's possible that this guy who is telling you, let's just be going, that when destiny decides, we'll now say, we'll now go. Another thing I want to tell you about this destiny deciding kind of lovers is that, sorry for my choice of language, is that sometimes why they're telling you let's go until destiny decides, because they don't really think, they're not yet settled in their heart that you are the one. I have a confession to make. There's one girl I wanted to marry, not Chidima. Now, we were close actually. somehow for one reason or the other, she just did one or two things that I'm just not completely settled in my heart that this is the one. Because of that, I couldn't just make a commitment. Of course, we said, I love you, I love you, I love you too, I miss you, all those, I love you, I love you. Hey, hug her, yes. But then, I couldn't just bring myself to say, yes, I've chosen you, you are the one. The reason is because there are some issues about her, not about her personal background, but some things about her life that I'm not sure whether I can live with someone like abused like this as a wife. So somehow our relationship was on the basis of, let's just be going, if it's God's will, if it's not God's will, we'll go our separate ways. That was how we started from day one, because it's not as if I didn't check her, like I didn't see her, then go close to her, check her, but we were working together on something, then the whole thing started, and suddenly I just had to tell her, babe, we have to stop this, we're working together, because this is where it's getting to, and I'm not ready for this. Saying there's no problem, we can just continue, then wait, whatever destiny takes us, and destiny didn't bring us together. Looking back, my mind tells me something. If I had made a commitment to her, maybe we would have stayed and even gotten married. But because there was no commitment, we went away. One of the things that finally made me tell her that we were going our separate ways, I have seen something close to that in my course of my relationship with Chidima when we were cutting. But then we remained here because we had a commitment. But when I checked her, she told me something. That she hopes I know this is a serious thing and not a child's play. I say, yes, I know it's not a child's play, because I didn't check her like, let's be in a relationship. I went direct and told her, I want to marry you. Will you marry me? So because of that, we had a commitment. That commitment was what held on to held us. I mean, we'll quarrel, and I think she's going. She says she's not going anywhere. I mean, she'll vest me, say, but of course, I have this commitment that I'm not going anywhere, we are not going anywhere. That was what held us. We went through all the quarrel, vex, and the rest of them. In the course of the courtship. But if it's, let's just wait until destiny decides, my sister, that destiny that will decide is one serious quarrel that will just separate two of you. But if you had a commitment, you will know you are not going anywhere, so you settle down to sort out your quarrel. I may be wrong, but this is my postulation. Chances are that why that guy wanted to just be going until destiny decides is because he has not made up his mind. Again, sorry to make this general conclusion again. When a guy finds a girl she likes, she doesn't wait for destiny to decide. You know what he waits for? He waits for the girl to just say yes, and that's all. Do you know why? He doesn't want another person to take that girl away from him. That's a matter of fact. So when a guy is telling you we are waiting for destiny to decide, if you be say the guy never liked you like that, if you be say hold this one, then if I see a better option, then we can take that one. But for the meantime, make I just hold this one in case I don't see a better one. I will be wrong, but I think that's actually what is happening. You understand what I'm saying? Now, but so when he asks you, let's just be ruling and destiny will decide. This is what you don't fall completely for him. Yes, I'm not saying you shouldn't. If you love him, please feel free to love him. Give him great light if you wish to and all of that. But please don't put your mind so much on him. The reason is because let's just be going and see what destiny decides is not a commitment. You can't even tell your mother. Your mother asked me, this AGK I keep seeing in our house, what's up with you and AGK? You can't say, well, I'm in a relationship with AGK, or I'm in love with AGK, or AGK wants to marry me. You know you can't say that, right? The reason why you can't say it is because somebody told you, let's just be going and see destiny. You see, when you introduce AGK to your mother today, after 2 or 3 months or 1 year, you start telling your mother that, well, destiny said AGK will not marry me. How do you explain that to your mom? Won't your mom think that she wasted her breast milk on you? So you can't count on someone like that as per, AGK has said this and then we are rolling. So what you do is don't fall yakata in love with him. You know what I mean by falling yakata? Just release yourself freely. Tell him everything. Just know it. This one is your own. Please don't do that. Just roll with him gently, by the sidely, corner, and keep your heart in check, because it's those kind of people that will break your heart one day. I am not prophesying bad things to you, but I'm just giving you a general guide. Of course, you can look at the peculiarity of your situation and decide whether what I'm saying is wrong or right, but generally, this is what obtains. Do you understand what I'm saying? Why I'm telling you not to fold your kata is because the risk of waiting for destiny to decide whether people are going to roll and get married is too much. For God's sake, it's not a commitment. He can disengage you anytime and you can't bank on what he said. Yes, so that's why it's so risky. You should not fold your kata. Just stay there like, okay, how do I say this thing? Good, you wrote jam. You got admission into polytechnic. And you wrote another jump, maybe, or you're doing direct entry, you don't jump for necessary year and see first year or going to second year, but you don't jump. So your leg is in polytechnic and you're still looking at university. Yes, that's where it is. Your leg never had this strong for polytechnic. So you just did two sides, say anyone where work will take her. And so that way, if any of them doesn't work out, or one of them doesn't work out, you don't feel terrible about it. So that's how I think you should put your mind, because if you put your mind so much on him, believe, oh, we are going, he's my baby, and especially is actually his picture on Facebook on status, my baby, and all of those things. Now you did do yourself. Do you know why? The moment you start putting his pictures online, publicizing your relationship with him, the problem is that other guys are thinking you are taking. So when they look at you, they think Obioma is taken, whereas Obioma is still as single can be. So for someone like him, if I tell him you want to keep the relationship secret, there's one course on Relationship Square Academy. I explained one concept about publicizing your relationship. There's a right time to publicize a relationship, there's a wrong time to do it too. So just get that training. So you learn what's the right time to publicize your relationship, how do you publicize it, who should you publicize your relationship, you know, so you don't get yourself entangled into trouble. The other thing you also bear in mind is there's a way to date this destiny lover person. I've been telling you about it, and that is, please roll with him close enough that when he's ready, he will see you, and far enough from him that other guys will know that you are available and actually chase you. Just let him know that this pattern of rolling until destiny decides means that you have not committed to me. Does it mean I can go and say yes to another guy? Or just let him know that. You can ask him, because if you say it now, it sounds like this, as if you don't like him. You can just tell him, does it mean I can go with other guys? Yes, ask him like that and decide what he's going to say. Please, open your heart. Relate with other guys. Be free with other people. This one who said you want to roll onto destiny that has not made up his mind. If another guy comes and tells you that he looked at you and destiny has told him that you are his wife, please leave the one waiting for destiny to decide and marry the one who destiny has decided.
You just listened to Brojit Sisters podcast with Joseph Dinwoke. For more wisdom he shares with ladies, visit brojit.com/sisters. Follow him on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Brojit Sisters, or subscribe to our WhatsApp broadcast through 0810-550-4664.